League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's called a stick it up their
ass
game.
Wow! Shut up, Oilers! Shut up, Amy's drunk! Beat it!
Beat it! Beat it.
Bud Adams could have been a bigger miser, a-hole jerk.
I don't know the last time I heard a human say miser.
They call me Heat Miser. Whatever I touch.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
I'm too much.
Oh yeah.
He's Mr. Green. You hear that Jerry Lewis imitation in there?
Oh yeah.
If you heard that, that was Gilbert's imitation of, he did a Muhammad Ali and a Jerry Lewis. These Jerry Lewis imitations just,
oh yeah.
So, Rockets lose last night. We haven't spent much time on that. We can talk a little bit more about it right now. Rockets fall to 13-11. They lose the Cavalier team that did not have Darius Garland. They did not have Evan Mobley. They did have Donovan Spida Mitchell, and he had what would be considered a big game yesterday, going against the Rockets over 40 last night in the 135-130. I think the final ended up being 135-130. They lost in overtime. The Rockets, they had a chance to win it. Çengün missed a jumper at the end to win the game. They went to overtime, lost. Fred VanVleet had a monster game, points and assists. Even grabbed 8 boards. Got really close, 17 assists, 8 boards. Got very close to a triple-double. It was a big game for the Houston Rockets. And the Rockets are now, as we mentioned, 13-11. It is a jammed-up West. A single loss can really cause you to,
well, there's so much time left,
to tumble.
Yeah.
It's 2 losses in a row, though.
Yeah, and they haven't played. Here's the problem, is they haven't played well defensively in these last 2 games. Here's Ime talking about the slippage that they've been having defensively.
Slipping up defensively 2 nights in a row. Some of the things that haven't gone well.
Hey, yeah, it's a lot of inconsistencies, the same mistakes. You can go across the board, basically. Assignments on specific guys, lack of toughness, getting out hustled, out worked on the offensive glass, getting to shooters who were not, and closing out on guys we're not supposed to guard. So kind of run the gamut across the board of things we didn't do well and haven't done well on the road.
He just bullet pointed a defensive coach's checklist of things you're supposed to
He and Kelvin Sampson in the same city? I mean, talk about intensity and stickler to discipline, stickler to the fundamentals, stickler to play hard and work hard.
Well, this is the way you do it.
Yeah, they're very much alike. I think even on Saturday, Kelvin Sampson called Wade Taylor soft-ass boy, too. So
he did not call him soft-ass boy. He did not do that.
He would not have called him that after that game.
No.
No.
No. He did not say that at any point.
That was Ime to LeBron. And was he wrong? Was he wrong?
Well, you hate LeBron, so.
Yeah.
I can't take you into this conversation and think we're going to have an honest conversation about whether he's a soft-ass boy or not.
I just love the people. I know it was just all tongue-in-cheek, but actually it was Barry McCochran, whatever his name is.
Yeah, McCochner or something. Yeah, whatever his name is.
Michael Jordan never won an in-season tournament.
True.
It's true.
Hey,
Michael Jordan never won an in-season tournament. Are the Lakers going to going to drop a banner?
They already raised it. Now they lost to the Knicks on the same night, but they did it last night.
Good for them. They got an in-season tournament. Way to go. Hey. They've got a banner to go along with their, 17?
I don't know in 20 years people are going to care, but it's all stuff. The stuff all starts somewhere. And the model is European soccer, where they have their in-season tournaments. It has so much history that they mean more. Maybe 25 years from now, the in-season tournament will mean a great deal more. But obviously, right now, it's a laughable thing.
Okay, so is this a Laker thing or an NBA thing? Because what they're trying to do is, I'll tell you what, be honest here. Did this become a bigger thing than you expected in year one? It was way bigger for the fan reaction, and really more importantly, the player reaction was way bigger than I expected in year one. I thought it would just be like, eh. It was a much bigger deal to the players and the fans than I expected.
I thought it was bigger. Once the Rockets were out of it, I didn't care anymore, though.
Okay. I'm same way in soccer.
I mean, I cared about that last game against Dallas, that they win and go and get into it. Right. And I wanted to actually go to Vegas if they were going to be there.
Absolutely.
That would have been totally sweet.
So it was a bigger deal than I expected it to be for the fans and to the players. I think this is actually really smart by the Lakers and then potentially the league, if the league helped push this, is because you help make it a big thing. Like, you have LeBron win it in year one. You have Lakers win it in year one. It's actually probably a pretty good thing for the league that they get to have their showcase, that the new showcase that they really want to turn into a big deal is won by one of the greatest players of all time, probably second, maybe third, depending on how you see LeBron. But we can talk about that. 713-780-3776. Is it LeBron? Is it Jordan? What are your thoughts? Do you have a third player? Do you want to say Kobe's in there? Let's go ahead and talk about it, guys. 713-780-3776. It's LeBron. It's
a dirty, filthy.
It's LeBron
topic.
Versus Jordan Radio. Call on again, guys. Just call in and let's talk about it.
Please don't do that. Please.
But I think it is a good thing that they do the whole band, because this is the expectation now as you do this. And so you're trying to make this cup as big a thing as possible. On the heels of what was, you know, a fun tournament. And actually, the floor grew on me a little bit. At first, it was like, oh. And after a while, I was like, eh, I don't mind the floors. Floors are fine.
No, the floors are fine. I thought it was cool.
Some are actually better than others, cool. But yeah.
And you knew it was a special game because of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Only Adam Silver. Dallas screwed it up. They didn't know how to do it, but yeah.
I give Adam Silver credit. He's getting better. Like, my guy is the best at making things big.
Oh, my God.
Like, the Super Bowl, nothing's bigger than the NFL Super Bowl. Nothing's bigger than the Pro Bowl.
That's not his idea, by the way.
Nothing's bigger than...
You're aware that's not his idea.
Roger Goodell made up the Super Bowl?
He made the Super Bowl big.
Oh, he did. Oh, it wasn't big before Roger Goodell.
Not before Roger came in. I mean, it's big, but it wasn't as big as the World Series.
What specific things did he do to make it bigger? Pause.
Brought advertising in, brought, you know, Tagliabue had people dropping their tops and whatnot. Roger cleaned it up. Roger came in, cleaned up the halftime shows, brought Missy Elliott back.
Oh, okay.
Roger,
we do love Missy.
Turned it into an all-day event. He made the red carpet. Oh, I'm sorry. Have you guys seen the schedule release party? It's like a 7 hour thing now.
That's not a Super Bowl thing.
The draft used to be 2 days. Now it's 3 days, and it's in prime time on a Thursday.
Moving around the country.
Yeah, moves it around the country. It's not just in New York all the time. Now we're going to start moving the combine around. Like, he's making football big.
Huh. Well, is that what you think?
Fantasy football's never been bigger. He brought gambling into football. Come on, Dell.
I feel like you're making a lot of stuff up.
This is the easiest softball for me to knock out of the park.
I feel like you've lied throughout your little rant there.
He didn't start moving the Super Bowl. Show me where the lies were told.
Start moving the Super Bowl. Super Bowl always moved.
Well, but he was the first to move Super Bowl and the draft.
I feel like you need to take your knee pads off.
No.
You got a job at the NFL. Okay, you got a job.
My contract's up in June.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. No wonder.
And you think tickling his undercarriage
I'm on the right side of justice here. You want to make sure I'm on the right side of the commissioner.
You think tickling his undercarriage is going to help you keep that job?
Tell me what brings in more money now. Super Bowl now or Super Bowl 30 years ago?
Oh, and you think that has to do with Roger, just not how TV works?
Yes, I do.
It's not inflation.
No.
Yes, I do.
No.
Yes, I do.
It's odd that you're giving him so much credit.
Tickets don't go for under $1,000 face value.
No, it's not odd. I know it's not odd. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Those are not connected.
You just made the connection.
Yep. Time to talk about my people over at HR&P.
Company, man.
What's that?
I thought you were the company man. Lance, the company man.
Depends on the day.
HRP, HRP.net. I'm a company man, okay? I am nothing but a company man. That's what I'm all about. work and just grind, nose to the grindstone, day in, day out. That's what I do. And you know what? And I get paid for it. And I get paid because, and I know that my paycheck is always going to be right. You know, we have so many different ways that we pay people here: salary, commission, hourly, you know, bonuses, all kinds of stuff. And it's so easy. It's so good. HRMP is there for us. Ask Laura. She's a one woman department, payroll department in there, because HRMP does it all. She is our CFO and she takes care of everything. And she can do that because she doesn't have to worry about payroll. She doesn't have to worry about taxes. She doesn't have to worry about the Affordable Care Act and all that goes into it. We would have, you know, with as many employees as we have, I don't know how many people we would have in that payroll department. We got Laura and that's it. And because of that, because of HRMP, and HRMP will do that same thing for you and your business. It doesn't matter how many employees you have. They're just great at it. If you're looking at your business this holiday season and you're at the end of the year, why don't you look at the way that you're doing stuff? Let HRMP come and give you an evaluation of the way that you're doing it and how much money they can save you. Just go to HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5.com. Aya Kane Powder.
All you walls, nightmares, I'm about to come true.
John plus Lance equals a damn good start to your day. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
Well, the quarterback carousel in college football. How about Kyle McCord going to Syracuse? That's odd. That's an odd choice.
They have a new coach, right?
Yeah.
Or they hired him. Right?
He was getting a ton of money from Nebraska. Of course.
Good? Oh,
of course,
Rayola went there.
Dominic Rayola is going to, not Dominic, Dylan Rayola.
Dominic is the legacy.
Dominic is the, yeah.
The lineman who played there.
Right, right, right. But Dylan Rayola's uncle works there. Is the offensive line coach there.
Where?
At Nebraska.
I'm surprised they didn't get him from the outset. Honestly.
Yeah, well, Georgia's kind of a big deal.
Georgia versus, yeah. Especially when you're the top prospect. It's Kyle McCord. Honestly, when you watched him, did he feel like he was a big-time quarterback?
No, but it's a talent for Syracuse, someone they wouldn't normally get.
Yeah, and Syracuse
good for Syracuse. Yeah. I just didn't feel like he's one of these guys that you're and maybe I'm, you know, Bo Nix is also going to be a first-round pick. So you get better. You grow and you get better, but I never came away watching McCord this year thinking, that is a dude.
So, and we'll stick with the quarterbacks. Dylan Gabriel's at Oregon, and then they got a commitment from Dante Moore, who was a freshman starter at UCLA, threw a lot of interceptions. He mentioned going there to sit and develop, which will be what he will do behind Dylan Gabriel. So Oregon has their next two quarterbacks lined up.
A.J. Swan headed to LSU.
Yes. Vanderbilt quarterback?
Vanderbilt quarterback.
The two guys.
Who knew who that was? No one knows who A.J. Swan is.
A.J. Swan, he started 11 starts over the last couple of years here. Well, it'll be interesting to see. Nussmeier's coming back, but Nussmeier's been there
when
for
about
40 years.
When does the transfer window close?
I think it shuts down at the – is it the same time as signing day? Signing day's on
Wednesday.
How many
transfer windows are there?
There are two.
In college football as opposed to soccer? How many do we have in soccer, Dell? Transfer window. That's all this is transfer window.
Depends on the league, but what you're following, they come at different times depending on the league.
Honestly, this really could become international soccer where we do transfers where teams have to pay other teams for players they take.
Well, that's what you suggested on
I suggested.
Friday.
I actually think it's a great idea because if you're going to take a player, the team that invested the time and commitment to recruit them, to foster their initial growth and all that stuff, they used a scholarship for that player, they should get compensated. So,
well, if they play
and that's what happens in soccer. And then if you use Chip Kelly's method, you really could have relegation too.
If you play this game about you need a transfer fee, then universities will have to, not that they're not contributing anyway, directly pay the players because now we're a professional model. So you get a transfer fee, but you're paying a salary.
Yeah, you have to use the Chip Kelly model to do that.
Yeah.
And then the TV money has to be...
And they don't want to do that.
Has to be evenly dispersed.
They're not interested in that, though.
No, not the... One thing I've noticed is that wealthy people, typically the wealthiest teams, organizations, people, they don't typically like making changes when they're
On top.
They get the biggest cut of the pie.
So a couple of quarterbacks still on the market and might be a domino effect. Cam Ward, who has visited Miami and Florida State in back-to-back days. He is still out there.
Rumor had it Louisville could have had Cam Ward and they dropped the bag.
Yeah, well, apparently Miami allegedly is dropping in the 2-point something area for Cam Ward, allegedly.
Wow.
We'll see if that's a real number. DJ, your favorite, DJ Uiagalelei, also visited Florida State. So it appears, and also, what's his name? Will Howard from Kansas State went to visited Washington. Miami, visited USC. So
Will committed to Washington yesterday.
Well, he did? That's out there?
I saw it on a player's. No.
I don't think so. No, that's not a
final, Will Howard. No, you're right. Who committed to Washington yesterday? I was looking at somebody's page.
I don't know.
To Washington?
Yeah. Some quarterback just committed to Washington yesterday.
No idea.
No.
So Will Howard visited USC. He's still on the market. He's visited Miami. So those dominoes will fall. DJ, Cam, Will Howard, and then there'll be a shakeout from there. KJ Jefferson's in the portal. Former Arkansas quarterback, he's out there too now. So those, but I like the window closes pretty quickly. He hasn't visited anywhere, so he may be a guy who gets into the second window after having some time to think.
So this window ends January 2nd.
Okay. Will Rogers, that's who it was, not Will Howard.
Yeah,
Will Rogers from Mississippi State.
Okay. Right, right.
He committed. You know, the dirty little secret is a lot of teams are happy. Like I've heard. Arkansas is kind of happy KJ left because you get to move on. Here's a question: do you think Texas would have liked for Arch to leave? Would have liked for Quinn to leave? I've heard that kind of whispered behind the scenes that they wouldn't have minded him moving on, so they could have made sure they hung on to Arch. I think Arch is going to stay.
It was an interesting discussion when it happened when Quinn Ewers decided that he was going to say the show before ours. The female on there, I don't know her name,
Amber Wilson.
Amber Wilson was on there saying, this is awful, awful, awful for Texas. It's Arch's team for the future, and Arch needs to start, and Arch needs to be there.
But Quinn's not ready yet.
Quinn's not ready yet, and if you want to know the truth, you'd rather have Quinn Ewers than Arch.
For a chance next year. Now, does anything change? Because he said he's coming back. Does anything change with the big performance of if they win national championship and he plays well in two games? Because there's definitely, against Washington, he can end up having a big game.
Yeah.
And then Alabama or Michigan, those are both pretty good defenses. I'd say Michigan's better than Alabama. Michigan really hadn't played a whole lot of offense this year. They played, in fact, some of the worst offenses that you've ever seen in your life. But, I don't know if they played Nebraska, but my gosh, Nebraska, Illinois, Iowa. Oh, goodness gracious.
No, awful.
Penn State with Allred. Is it Allred? Their awful freshman quarterback, the guy who's supposed to be really good, who played really bad against Ohio State.
No, it's not Allred, but yeah, I know who you're talking
Allard.
About. Yeah.
Yeah. So, Drew Allred, I think. But you have, I don't know, it's not out of the realm of possibility that Quinn Ewers could be the supposed MVP of a championship run for Texas. That's not out of the question. Does that change Quinn Ewers? I still think that could change Quinn's thought to come out.
So if Quinn does have a huge game and does come out, does it change the order? No. He might be fourth, but he's not going to get picked ahead of Jaden Daniels. He's not going to get picked ahead of Drake May or Caleb Williams.
Nope.
But so what? If I'm him, I'm going later. I'm going to a better team.
Probably. Unless a bad team trades up.
Yes. Right.
Which is possible.
Well, but this is probably – okay, is Jaden Daniels going to be a top 10 pick?
Would you want to be a Patriot if you were the – because it doesn't mean what it used to mean. Would you want to be a Patriot if you were Quinn Ewers with no Bill Belichick? You would?
Yes, absolutely. Why? Because they're probably going to be more offensive-minded this next time. And secondly
– but you're starting over
you
with
head
coach.
You don't have any competition.
Right. Well, no, that's true, but might be good if you had somebody there. Well, if you're drafted in the first, you don't have competition.
But recent history suggests you want to go someplace – that has invested in something that'll help you when
they
you get there.
They have crappy wide receivers. They don't
and
have
not a great offensive line and no wide receivers. To
that's actually, I think, one of the sneaky, terrible places.
So if you were a quarterback last year, would you ever say, I want to go to the Texans?
Well,
look at how it's turned.
They draft the tank.
Year.
Right. You could draft and you could hire the right guy.
The wide receiver room was thought to be the worst of the NFL.
Well,
if not the Titans.
Sure, but they've invested in that. You look at the Patriots, they have old, slow guys who don't get open, so they're going to have to invest in that. But it better not be Bill Belichick.
I think
because he has no history of finding wide receivers.
But
Belichick's gone.
You don't want to go to Bill Belichick team. He really has been really terrible finding receivers.
He's reported that he's gone.
He's got three in his docket, right?
Yeah.
Randy Moss, who came over, who needs to evaluate Randy Moss?
Yeah, you don't need to.
Julian Edelman, phenomenal job by that staff. And then Wes Welker, who came over, frankly, from the Chargers.
But you're talking Dolphins. But you're talking about guys from the 2000. Well, Edelman's more recent, but the other guys in the aughts. Moss and Welker from the 2000s, you're talking about.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to play on a Bill Belichick.
No, I wouldn't either.
Yeah, apparently
he hires defensive coordinators to be offensive.
Apparently, Robert Kraft hasn't even made up his mind yet.
Who did that defensive coordinator who's now destroying the Eagles?
Well, they demoted Desai for whatever reason, then they bring Patricia in. I know why they demoted Desai. They weren't happy with him. Patricia gives up a 90-plus yard drive to Drew Lock to lose the game. So great for you guys.
And he had Bradbury one-on-one out there. When he's not good. Did you see the coverage?
Bradbury has not been very good this year. Their secondary is a problem.
Well, Slay hurt.
They're old.
Honestly.
Old and slow.
They're not the same team.
They should have been beaten by the Cowboys earlier this year. They should have been beaten by the Bills.
Yep. I mean,
this really is not the same team.
They've lost three in a row.
We could be looking at a 5-game losing streak for the Eagles right now. It's clearly Dallas and San Francisco as your top two teams.
Dallas after what you saw? Against the Bills?
I think Dallas.
Are they better than Detroit?
Yeah, I think so. I think Dallas is better.
Well,
yeah.
Dallas
got beat by a hot Bills
team.
Dallas has been very, very good until that game.
Eagles win and the Cowboys have to go on the road for their first game, they might lose that first game. They're a different team.
NFC South.
But I think if you just clear the deck and let's start drafting teams and you got a chance to. You know, you win $100,000 if your team wins. First pick is San Francisco. I think second pick is Dallas. I don't think it's a Lions.
If you give me Dallas at home, sure. But they're much different on the road. Different.
Well, they're going to be at home if they're the 2 seed. But, yeah, you're right.
The
Eagles still have the jump on them, don't they?
No.
By a game, or are they tied?
The Cowboys got the jump on them.
Currently, the Cowboys are ahead because they've played more division games and have a – but they both only have one loss in the division, so that could wind up tied.
The Eagles have the Giants twice and the Cardinals.
Oh.
That's all they have left.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's pretty friendly.
Dallas goes to Miami.
Have y'all seen the – when we come back, we'll go over the schedule of all the teams shooting. I mean, the Texans are legitimately shooting for a place.
Look at the Cowboys' schedule. They go to Miami and host the Lions. The Eagles are probably going to –
Giants, Cardinals, Giants.
Probably going to
Dolphins, Lions, Commanders. Yeah, Dallas.
Dallas
is going to win 12 at most. They're going to lose one of those other two.
Yep.
And then the Eagles should go 13-4.
Yep. All right, we got to break it here. 7-3-7-8-0.
I say that, but.
3776. Hey, right now.
You got to face Tommy DeVito. Who beats Tommy DeVito twice?
Well, if the Saints played him again, they'd beat him again.
Probably, but. Who now beats Tommy DeVito twice? Nobody.
Who beats John Daspit?
Nobody. Nobody beats John Daspit. That guy has a win. His winning percentage in court is absolutely outrageous. And John Daspit will passionately pursue justice for the injured. That's what he does. John Daspit is extremely good at it. He works tirelessly, night and day. When you have John Daspit on your side, when you have his law firm on your side, when you have lawyers who work for John Daspit on your side, you have the very best. And they are like, they are like bulldogs. They're just all over the case. They don't let up. They're there working on the weekends. They're there working late at night to make sure that they do their very best for you because you've been badly injured through an accident from someone else. John and I were talking just last night about refinery blasts and what happens in that, and the big case back in the 2005 where we had the severe loss of life. There's some really terrible accidents that happen, and you need someone who is going to fight for you with the insurance company because once it's all said and done, the insurance company is trying, as always, they're trying to disallow as much as possible and keep the payments as low as possible. John Daspa does the other thing. He says, look, I'm going to fight for all your medical bills, your pain and suffering, your physical therapy, any surgeries, and we're going to fight to make sure that you are compensated and taken care of for something that was not your fault. Make sure that John Daspa is on your side. Daspa Law Firm, 10 different offices around the state of Texas, and they're growing outside the state by the day. 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW, or go to DaspaLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Hey, what happened?
I got a real red wagon. I can't do my work.
Currently, in the Veritex Community Bank Studios, one is a renowned forensic blood splatter expert. The other, an appointed master of haberdashery. It's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Yeah, did you see Dylan Cease is out there on the market? It would be nice. I thought immediately, man, how about Dylan Cease in this rotation? No chance. Zero chance. Not interested.
Why?
They're not interested in spending money. Didn't you hear?
What if you deal Kyle Tucker for him? Not head-to-head. I'd actually want more.
Cease is a free agent, I believe.
Oh, I'm not interested in signing players.
What do you...
I'm rolling with Jim Crane. We're not...
Well, you could
We're
trade.
Not signing guys.
You could still trade Kyle Tucker.
Well, we need the contract. He's got to already agree to a contract, and that's the part we don't like that much.
I got to see what
We're not big into signing free agents other than now Bagwell will get guys signed when they're free agents.
Yes, that's what he does.
Jeff is he's a free agent signer.
Yeah, that's what he does.
Sometimes he likes to push the market. Like he'll push value in the market.
He absolutely does. So yeah,
the Hot Stove League is just a time where Astros fans, we can talk about things.
Oh no. So he's only going into the second. Oh, they're both going into their second arbitration year. Dylan Cease and Kyle Tucker. Yeah.
Interesting. I think Kyle Tucker's more valuable than Dylan Cease to this team now.
Yeah.
I mean, if,
but you could use big stuff. Are you kidding? Three hammers at the top.
Yeah, but if Fromber levels out and Christian Javier makes a little comeback this year and gets back to like what we saw in the postseason with Justin Verlander, you're fine. Where would you be with? I mean, we just have to be honest about this. I don't know that Yordan's going to be a 148 game player every year. I'm not saying 162. He's going to have time off, but Yordan, it bothers me that he's had an issue with both knees, the wrist. The hand, the oblique. Like it kind of bothers me. He's a big man who takes big swings. I don't like seeing him in the outfield anymore after he almost shredded his entire lower body on that slip near the fence. I'd rather not lose the actual bat that stays in the lineup and has been pretty consistent through the year.
Okay. Tucker and Hunter Brown for Cease and Luis Robert. Luis Robert. Who says no?
That's interesting.
Who says no?
I can already tell you, Astros say no.
I don't know.
Astros won't do that.
Dylan, could you imagine Verlander, Cease, Fromber, Javier?
Is Cease better at his job than Tucker is at his job?
Well, you also got Luis Robert.
Robert is above Hunter Brown.
Yeah. No, who says no? You're
but
dumb.
But see, none of this would happen. Well, that's what I'm saying. The Astros don't do this stuff. That's why we can play these games, and I'm fine with playing the hypothetical games. It's fun. I don't have a problem with fans, thinking about trade scenarios. Never happening.
When the Texans went up and beat Cincinnati, Jim Crane was with his good friend Cal, and he met up with Mike Brown, and they bonded over being...
He was not with Mike Brown.
They bonded over being the Broke
he
Boys.
He was not with Bidwell and Brown. No,
He met with Mike Brown. They
the
hung out.
The Bidwells and the Browns.
He met with Mike. Oh, the Cardinals are in town too.
Drayton McClain. Well, now you see exactly what I was been dealing with, Jim. It is real hard to
Jim
win.
Likes
when
to,
Houston doesn't sports team.
Jim Crane likes to get feedback from other owners of different sports. So he talked to Bidwell and talked to Mike Brown, and they bonded. They're now the Broke Boys. They call themselves the Broke
They're not
Boys.
The Broke Boys. They don't have a tech string.
Robert
they
do under team control through 27.
That's great. Now
12.
That's music
15,
to my ears.
20 and 20. Yeah.
We're going to limit your pay structure.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
I'm a miser.
You like that for
I'm a miser
for professional players. I like that.
Well,
for,
I just think that they need to give us hometown discounts
for baseball players. He loves when other people are limited in their earning potential.
Well, I want people to give me more money, and no one does. So,
you want to inflict that on others?
That's right.
That's right.
And I want
hateful.
Minimum wage to go up. I want people to make livable wages, and I want to limit the people who are making all the money that could be going to me.
This is great idea. This is a wonderful idea.
To each his own. To each his. What is the communist saying? To each his, not his own, but I don't know. We learned about communism,
very
capitalism,
good for
socialism.
Everyone.
We learned communism, capitalism, socialism in high school. Now I think they just teach. Okay, we'll teach communism and socialism.
That's.
We're not doing the capitalism.
We're not going to do that anymore.
It's terrible. You know what's been great so far? These other isms are doing great around the world.
Let's get Ryan in here. He wants to talk Astros. What do you say, Ryan?
Good morning, fellas. I wanted to bring up, you know, do you think that Jim Crane and everybody over in the Astros building, are they're just overstuffed and they're just like, oh, it's the status quo, you know, we're going to leave players alone. We don't need to go get anybody. Everybody's going to pay bukus of money to come see us anyway. Do you think they're just kind of raking in all the dollars before they kind of go under? And I'm sorry if I sound pessimistic about the Astros. I love my Astros.
They were just a game away from the World Series.
Well, what he's saying, though, is...
A game away.
Are they status quo? Yes, they're status quo to an extent. But it's not for the... You made it sound like...
How about they're very good?
No, I know. What Ryan made it sound like is, it doesn't matter. You are coming to see us anyway, so we're just going to ride this money until it breaks.
Saying that.
That's not the way. Now, are they being status quo on their team? Yeah, I do think they have some status quo there. I don't think they're going to make trades.
Because they got a lot of good players.
I don't think they're going to make trades.
Why would we change? We got a lot of good players.
You know what Jeff Luhnow would do? Let's go get Michael Brantley as a free agent. Let's go trade for Gerrit Cole. He understood that you had to continue to supplement. And I'm not saying Dana Brown doesn't recognize that. What I am saying, though,
he had a lot more leeway with money than Dana Brown does.
You think
Dana
so?
Dana Brown's hands are tied.
Why would that be? Because
they're already
luxury
at
tax?
The CBT.
We're going to need to raise that. We're going to need to raise that number.
I mean, Luhnow had a lot of leeway that Dana Brown doesn't.
Well, because he was on.
You don't think Dana Brown would like to make some moves?
He had that leeway because he was not paying George.
He thinks it's a good idea to start Jake Myers in center? You think that? God.
He said it. He made it sound like he did.
To his wife?
Wow. You know who we got, honey? Jake Myers.
I don't know.
He goes home to his wife.
He was very positive.
Like, why are you... You're in such a mood where he snaps at her. You're in such a mood today. What is wrong with you, Dana? I had to say publicly that Jake Myers is starting. Okay? I had to say that publicly.
What did you do today?
Knowing that Larry Zerline's out there killing me.
Not just starting.
Every single day.
Didn't he call him
a star? I had to say, well, you didn't have to call him a star. I saw the press conference. You didn't have to say that he had star
Dana
potential
uses superlatives
or whatever.
Now. Stud.
Well, you know, I got it.
Jacob Milton's a stud.
Yeah.
Jake Myers is a star. Okay.
Star potential.
Dana, we got Altuve, we got Yordan,
first,
we got Tucker,
Dusty
we got Verlander.
Those are studs. Dusty wouldn't let me start Yiner, and then now I have to start Jake Myers. I mean, I didn't leave Atlanta for this. Well, I guess you did. I got Tucker's going to be leaving. I got Bregman. This is a Titanic. I can see the iceberg coming where I'm going to lose these guys.
I'm going to shoot Dana Brown some bail. A report called Jake Myers a star. What he said is, we want to see what Myers can do. The defense is pretty special. If he turns the corner of the bat, it's a pretty good player. He never called him a star because not even he would
That's
go that
right.
far.
That's right. It was that dumb headline.
Yeah.
That's right. It's a dumb headline. You see how quickly, though, the internet changes it?
Well.
And that we changed it.
Well, we also call Chaz Fatso because of Chandler Rome's report on pudding. Okay.
Yeah. Well,
so, I mean,
don't say
we do.
I don't call that man Fatso.
He left Ronald Acuna and Ozzie Albies, and now he's Jake Myers.
Well, he has Yordan.
I know he does.
He's got a rental on Tucker. He's got a lease option.
Well, actually,
big balloon payments coming up at the end of Tucker's deal.
How'd that go postseason go for the Braves?
I feel like the Astros just do leases. Like, we lease Kyle Tucker. We had a five-year lease on him.
You heard. That's all
I
we
know.
Got on him.
And there's a huge balloon payment. Like, who ever pays the balloon payment at the end of the lease?
Never,
nobody.
No one. Ever. 713-780-3776 is the number. I'm talking about Chastain Ford now. And you don't do balloon payments on your car either. Don't do that. No, that's ridiculous. Well, you know, you can lease at Chastain Ford as well. You can lease, you can own. I wanted to buy my F-150 Lightning. I love it. I love it, love it, love it. You can decide on how you're going to do it. You can, and but here's the deal is Chastain Ford is going to find you the best financing that they possibly can. I've told the story a few times is that, you know, Ford, they want, they would love for Chastain Ford. Yeah, just use Ford financing. No, Chastain Ford said, no, there's a better interest rate over at this bank. And that's what we did. And that it's like, well, we don't care if Ford wants us to use their financing. We're going to use the best one for you. And that's what they're doing for you. They're trying to find you. They want to get you into those payments that fit you, okay? That car that fits you, not them, not more money, no add-ons, no markups. They're not doing that. They're going to get you all the rebates they possibly can. They want to get you into that car. And you know what? They're going to ask you, hey, how much do your payments, what's the max that you can pay? And they're going to try to get you under that. They don't want you choking on these payments. They want you to have the best car buying experience you could possibly have, and that's what happens every time at Chastain Ford. I love them. You're going to love them. If you're looking for that Ford car, especially this holiday season, a great thing. If you're going to give that starter car to that kid, get over to Chastain Ford. Now they got them on the lot ready for you at 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown. Or you can do it all online at ChastainFord.com.
ESPN 97.5.com. Fighter of the night, man.
You're a master of karate and friendship for everyone. Damon.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's time to rejoin the undisputed best sports talk show in Houston. It's Clearly John and Lance, except no substitutes.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Can we get Rake Meyers a chin strap for his helmet? No, Art. We're not getting him a chin strap. What if Jake Meyers has a huge year, and then how are you and your dad going to regret that? All the stuff that you've said about
him. Not me. I don't care about him one way or another.
Yeah.
Because we say that about Chaz.
What do we say about Chaz? We love Chaz.
Well, Chaz wasn't, when he used to be a strikeout guy, we were like wanted Jake.
No one wanted Jake.
Well, yeah. There's a time.
Maybe you did.
You just like to try to avoid it. Remember, it was Jake before. Who did you like in Chicago when you were at the White Sox game and Jake was crashing into a wall and hurting his shoulder? We were Jake Meyers people then. We were a Jake Meyers radio station. We were a Jake Meyers city.
No, we were not.
We were not a Chaz McCormick City. We were a Jake Meyers City at that time.
All about the Chaz.
No,
always
you're forgetting. Before there
Chaz.
Was a chomp, we had Jake on our mind. We wanted Jake in center field.
No.
Jake was the guy.
I always loved Puddin'.
Jake.
Always
Jake.
Loved him.
Jake. Jake.
No.
And then it turned into Chaz. Chaz. Chaz.
But we didn't get to as many Chazes because we had to pretend like we were out of breath like Chaz is because he's so fat.
Why do you give him a chance to lean into this? Why do you lean into this?
It's funny. That's why.
My dad's like, why do people? So people, why'd you say I said that about Jake? I said because it's true. He goes, yeah, but you probably shouldn't say that. Dad, it's funny. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't worry about it, Dad.
Other people, that's
don't worry about it.
Going after Jake, he is not a protected category.
No, you can go right after him. It's no big deal.
Jake is an Italian.
Italians are. Not
in regards to making fun of him, and no one, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, yeah. Like what Tommy DeVito is. People are now starting to say, okay, and it's really his agent is going so Italian now that they're like, people are saying, okay, we're starting to turn on you a little bit now. This whole cutlet thing, and like it's too much. Like we can put up with Italians only so much, John. And this is why. No, I mean, right, Del.
What are you
no,
talking
Del,
about?
Come on. Well, no, Mike,
don't
you know
try
that.
To bring me into this.
Like, we as a society, like, we'll put up with your Italian stuff for a while, but once you start calling spaghetti sauce gravy, like, every single day, it gets a little old for
us. It's gravy, okay? And that's what it is. And so I don't care if you like it or don't like it. It doesn't matter to me.
Eggplant's made for baba ganoush. It's not made for...
Yeah,
you know,
I'm not going to...
I'm not having an eggplant sandwich.
I'm not getting into the eggplant discussion.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
I'm not doing that.
No. Don't say that. Lance, okay?
Yeah, don't say eggplant.
You're getting into a neighborhood you don't want to be in, all right? Into the Italian neighborhood.
What? Bedford-Stuyvesant? No, I was told Bed-Stuy is not for... It's just for the Italians. I get it, John, okay?
Right.
But we're doing all this. We're dressing up in these hats and this, that, and the other. You know...
How are we dressed today? Like a golfer. That's how we dress.
No, you're okay. Not Italian like Sean Stellato. We already... He wears the horn.
You're half.
Yeah, you're only half Italian.
No,
half
Italian. I didn't say half. I said half you're Italian. Half. That's a different thing.
You're half Italian.
Half Italian.
Half
only
Italian.
Only the good half. So now we want him to, like, you know what? Just have... Okay, a meatball sandwich is fine. That's fine. That's not gonna. Yeah, it's not over the
top.
But
a combo, Italian sausage and beef.
Let's
yeah.
go.
Yeah.
I like that, too.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I was trying to tell the Italian... Yeah, the combo downstairs at a Burger Jan, I was trying to tell them about... They do hot dogs. They're really good. And I said something about Chicago dogs. She goes, oh, yeah, we don't have those peppers, but we... I said, no, no, no. I said, it's something else. And I said, oh, it's got beef on it also. It's like...
No.
What is it? What
not
is
the
it?
Dogs.
No, well, then what's the sandwich that you have?
Combo. Italian
but what's
sausage
a combo?
And beef. Italian sausage and beef.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you said a hot dog.
Well, I mean, it's a sausage.
It's not a... Oh, my God.
It's kind of like a hot dog for Italians.
I've done this for 25 years. You don't know the difference between a hot dog and Italian sausage.
No, I know the difference. I forgot it's Italian sausage.
Oh, my God.
That's really good. The combo is really good.
Yeah.
That's what they need to be making down in Burger Chan.
Yeah, they don't know how. Okay, we were going to talk about the playoffs.
All right.
Okay? Just outside the playoffs are the Houston Texans.
We're officially number 8.
Okay, so...
Buffalo is now 9.
Buffalo is 9, Pittsburgh is 10, and Denver is 11.
And who's 7?
7 is Indy. All right. Oh. Jacksonville still has a division.
Oh, yeah, Indy's in.
Indy's
yeah.
in. Cincinnati's 8-6, they're in. And Cleveland is 9-5. We've got Cleveland, we've got Tennessee, and the Colts left. All right. Indianapolis, okay. Right now, Houston is number 8 because of its 5-4 record in the AFC games. Buffalo is 4-5, so they're 9. Cincinnati's ahead of us because of its wins over Buffalo and Indianapolis. Even though they lost to us, they've got 2 wins over them. Indianapolis is in because of its 6-4 record in the AFC games. Now, the Texans have 3 AFC games left. Kind of a big deal. I think the Colts game at the last game of the season, who knew that the Colts game, last year it meant picking number 1 or number 2. And this year it's quite possibly a playoff spot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how...
My, how things change.
How they have changed.
And both the Texans and the Colts are drafting inside the top 4 picks last year. And both of them now fighting for a playoff
yeah.
spot.
Yep. How about that?
2 new coaches. Yeah. It's kind of a big
all
deal.
All changed. And, oh, by the way, now doing it without. By the way, yeah, it doesn't look like. C.J. Stroud has an event today, and it doesn't look like he's going to it. And I think his mom is going to be
taking his
place.
With your concussion protocol, should you?
Yeah. And because bright lights. And I think he was supposed to shoot a commercial today as well. And he just can't do it. So because of his because of the bright light. So
ooh, that's still a bright light issue?
Yeah.
That's bad.
Mm-hmm.
That's not good at all.
If you know, listen, that's the word I got from a very, very reliable source. So hopefully CJ I'm gonna go into this week just thinking CJ ain't gonna be there.
That's where I am.
Yeah. And you got this is the biggest game of the year. You're playing
another
a team
one?
That's ahead of you in the playoff race. You're playing a team, if you beat them, their record gets worse. Your draft pick gets better. You're playing a team that you have to stay, you want to keep pace in the playoff race. Now, every single, last week was, I've heard some real hyperbole about last week's game and where that ranks in Texans history.
Where would you rank it? Or would you even rank it?
Not in the top 20.
Really?
No.
No, really?
That was a... It's a good win. It's a fun win, but
well, it's.
I mean, it wasn't.
First of all, well, against defense, all odds,
the defense played great
with all the injuries that you had.
Yeah,
against the team that was sticking it to you with your own uniform.
I like all that stuff, but honestly, like, I don't know. Maybe I'm being too hard on it, but I'm not going to look. I'll look at it. It's completely different. It's because you stuck it to them in the Oilers thing. Okay, it's hard because it wasn't a good game.
The offense wasn't very good. The defense played great. You played against a team that wasn't very good. You had a bunch of players missing. But it was against all odds, even if, now granted, the point spread was only, whatever, three and a half.
Like, you were down like 13 to nothing.
But you were down 13 to nothing. I don't know. It's hard. You know what game? Okay, I'll give you examples of games off the top of my head.
The Buffalo playoff
Cowboys
game.
Buffalo playoff game. When I say Cowboys, the very first game ever. The Denver Bronco game,
playoff games.
Where Matt Schaub had his ear ripped off.
The T.J. Yates Cincinnati game where they made the playoffs for the first time.
Yep. I would say, yeah, for sure.
I mean, and if you don't get to the playoffs, then this game it takes on a lot less meaning.
Yes. But it takes on it's an emotional win for you. It takes on less meaning, but it means no less in terms of sticking it to the Titans on their Oiler day. That's never going to change.
No.
That's a special kind of, that's almost in a different category. But I can think of some really good, when the Texans kicked the Colts' ass and Arian Foster, of course, they weren't good that year. They only won six games.
2010, right?
That was 2010. Is when they only won six games, but they lost a bunch of them late to the Jets.
Was that the first time that they'd beaten the Colts?
Yes, and Arian crushed them, the offensive line, and they were ready to be really good. They just kept losing. Kareem Jackson was bad his rookie year, and they just kept finding ways to lose. But actually, that game was awesome. That's the juggernaut. You beat a healthy Peyton Manning and Marvin Harrison and Reggie Wayne, and you did it because you dominated them on the ground. That was a great feeling in that game. It was at Houston, the first game of the year, I remember. So there's different things that I remember more fondly, but this is Case Keenum in the land of misfit toys who went up and beat, frankly, some misfit toys themselves.
Well, to stay in the playoff hunt with as undermanned as you were, to go there and they're, you know, wearing the cowboy hat, the Bum Phillips cowboy hat, and they're wearing your uniforms and they're trying to stick it to you, and you stuck it to them. I mean, it was a pretty big win. It was a pretty damn good win. We'll go over the playoff scenarios when we come back, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, because we got to take a break. Right now, Lance.
Hey, this isn't true, is it? Concept Mayhem, who's a big Iowa fan, he says, hey, in all this transfer portal talk, don't overlook Iowa quarterback Deacon Hill, who's one of the most sought-after targets in the market. And he's got an asterisk next to market, and it says the supermarket. He's not going to be bagging groceries.
Well, no.
Or maybe he just made eating.
No, he's eating.
That guy. Oh, yeah. Oh, wait, that's the joke. Oh, my gosh. The farmer's market? You could have said farmer's market.
Right. You got to talk about...
Wet market?
You got to talk about some tequila first.
Good. I get to. I don't have to. I get to. I got to talk about Maestro Nobel. I get to talk about the finest Cristalino out there on the market. They started the Cristalino. They're the ones that started that that category. Others have copied since then because Maestro Nobel made something that everyone went, oh, my gosh, this is good. And with Maestro Nobel, we are talking about a company. It's not even a company. It's just a tequila maker that has used generations to fine-tune what it is that they're doing, their process, the ingredients, how it's aged. Now, you know, they have perfected it years ago, but they've been at Tequila Mexico making this tequila, and now they have really expanded into the States, and they're beginning to get bigger and bigger and bigger. Our boy Cobos had some the other day at Cobos Q, and we were having some the other day. People commented on how smooth it was. It was just the silver. Like, that's their standard silver. Step up to the Reposado, the Añejo, the Cristalino, and you're on a completely different category when it comes to a sipping tequila. Maestro Dobel. Wherever fine liquors are sold, it's Maestro Dobel.
ESPN 97.5 on Twitch. I don't get it.
You never know what you're going to get.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.